Pierce Brown, first place in the 250 main event here at Arlington. How was it? How's it feel?
It feels great. It's been a long road, for sure. Don't really have words right now. I'm just stoked. I had a really good day. Qualifying went great. First heat race, I was a little off. I mean, I was kind of just shaking the nerves out. You know, I haven't raced in a while. So it was a little overwhelming at first. And then once I, got into, clear track, I put laps together. And then that kind of compounded into the main, got a good start in the main. And then, just did my thing. I was playing around with jumping and skimming all night. I went to jumping and then back to skimming and then was able to kind of close in on Joe. I heard there was an issue with the lights, and he rolled the double and the finish, and that's where I got him. I came around the corner, there were no lights, so I don't know what they're going to do with that, but overall, I definitely had some pressure on me for sure. Like, he and I think it was Dax were just hounding me the whole moto. But we got it done. I'm excited.
We know that this has been a long time coming for you. You know, you've had success, you've won an SMX round, all of those things, but then after the last year, how good does this feel right now?
Yeah, it feels surreal, to be honest. Being on the couch all summer last year, I mean, really all year, I didn't get to race any Supercross or outdoors. It was that question mark in the back of my head. Do I still have it? You know, can I come back from this? And I truly didn't know. I mean, I struggled the first couple months of off season, and then I really started hitting my stride around December, January. And I was feeling good on the bike. And at that point, I was I could go at this title. I could win races, you know, and that's been the goal. So I knew from coming off of last year it was a long shot, but I mean, we're here, so I'm just going to keep on doing me and see where we end up.
Congrats, Pierce.
Thank you.
Jackson Bennick, third place in the 250 main event here in Arlington. How was the day?
It was pretty bad, to be honest. The day was a struggle for me. I struggled practice one. I pulled it together a bit for practice two and got third in that one. And then the heat was horrendous, really bad actually. So it was a struggle, man. Tonight was not easy at all, but I really put my head down and turned around for the main event when it counted. My starts, I executed my starts really all day. And I put her up there, and I just kind of committed to that jump line and the whoops, and it helped me out in the main, to be honest.
Going through the main event, there was that little bit of an issue with the red lights that were on. What did you see from your situation, and then just how was the main as a whole in that battle?
Yeah, I thought Joe just made a mistake. I didn't see a light. I thought maybe he slid up because it was slippery, so I thought he slid and then didn't get the double. So then it really tightened up. We were tight really the whole race, probably threw a blanket over us. But I feel like it was good. I'm happy with that. I told myself going down the gate, if I come out here with top five, I'd be pumped. And to leave with a third is even better. So I'm happy. I just want to keep building from this. In years past, I've crashed the week after the podium. So just be safe and smart this week. And come out swinging for Daytona, but I feel like I really turned around for the main event, and I was happy with that.
Thanks, Jackson.
Thank you.
All right, Seth Hamaker, fourth place at the Arlington 250 main event. How was the day?
Yeah, day wasn't too bad. qualifying was pretty good. Heat race was awesome on that, and main event started off pretty hectic. I don't even know how I stayed up through that first corner. I was just bouncing off guys and was lucky to stay up. Hit my clutch finger, my pointer finger on something, somebody else's bike, pulled my nail through the skin, and that was hurting me, but no excuses. Got fourth in the main. Wasn't really riding my best. We're struggling to figure out, you know, the jump line and the whoops. I need to work on that. All in all, the track was very challenging and tricky. And, you know, at first when I got into fourth, I was just going to kind of try and find my rhythm. Wasn't really too worried about the guys in front of me, but, you know, they rode really good. And I just didn't figure out the track, and didn't feel like I was super comfortable in the main event. But all in all, fourth place is what it was, and we'll move on.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Drew Adams, sixth place in the 250 main event here at Arlington. How was the day?
It was good. My goal this morning was just try to get better every time I was on the track. Qualifying, I went P4 both sessions, but I felt like I kind of leveled up a little bit. And then heat race came around. I was kind of disappointed on my heat race. I was the first race, so I didn't get the best start. And I feel like when the track's like that, it's just so hard to pass. So I got sixth in the heat race, and I was kind of fuming after that. I was like that sucked, dude. So, to turn around in the main, another sixth, which was, I felt good. You know, it's a very stacked coast this year, and I'm just happy to be getting through the first round healthy and have a decent result. You know, I didn't want to come out of here with kind of a confidence killer, and especially going to Daytona next weekend. That's one of my favorite tracks. I feel like I will be very competitive there just because of outdoor style. And overall, it was a good night.
Looking at the track on a 250, just watching how it would break down for you guys and the power that was there, the ruts and all of that, how did it change from the first minute of the race to that 15th minute?
Oh. You'd be surprised how much it changed. The whoop section was so gnarly tonight. I would say the only time that I've ever hit a set of whoops like that was in Daytona in 2024, and that was a mud race. So imagine how those were. But, those were some shootout whoops, and it's crazy how the V gets formed in the middle of them where all the guys are jumping in. You know, I'm not a guy to jump. Like, I want to try to skim them the whole moto because I'm a bigger guy and I should be doing that, you know, and it's the faster way. But I would say the rest of the track got really chewed up. Ruts and the berms got gnarly. And one thing I noticed is the ruts after the gate get really gnarly for the main event. It wasn't like that last year. They're like long, chop, gnarly ruts. And so gate pick is really important, and I'll be looking for that next weekend. So, but yeah, that was probably one of the roughest super rush tracks I've ever rode.
Thank you, Drew.
Yep, thank you.
Joey Savacci, seventh place in the 450 main event here at Arlington. How was the night?
I mean, all things considered, it was a good night. Had a crash in the main relatively early, maybe before halfway, which was unfortunate. Had a good rhythm, was right there behind J. Coop, and felt like I was in a good place. Just, unfortunately, crashed the dumbest way possible, jumping the whoops, not even doing anything cool. So, yeah, just unfortunately went down, and my grip kind of folded over on itself, so I had about this much of metal, and then the grip was stacked up on the end, so made it a little hard to hold on. But all in all, we rebounded for seventh, and you know, on paper it's seventh, but I felt like my riding today was good. Heat race was good. My starts were good, which is massive, and I'm happy with where we're at.
All right, take me through that heat race. That was excellent. You've been showing great speed all season, but to do it in that way in that battle, how was that?
Yeah, excuse me. It was nice. Kind of makes the grind worth it for sure. I've been working my butt off for years. Unfortunately, we haven't really had results to show that. So to be in the position we're in is awesome. Up there, running with the big dog. So I think it says a lot about. About the team, I really, a lot of this is due to my setup and Matt, my suspension guy. It's been a pleasure to work with from day one. He's got me in a good place, and you know, we really haven't changed a whole lot, which says a lot about where we're at. So we're still fine tuning a little bit here and there, but as far as massive changes, we haven't really made one in a while. It's just it feels nice to be back at the races and not just be a guy on the track. I think we're doing some damage, and like I said, I couldn't be happier with where we're at, because it's at least the work that we're doing is showing, and that's always rewarding.
Thank you, Joey.
Thank you.
Justin Cooper, fifth place in the 450 main event. How was the day?
Struggled a little bit during the day. Track was tough, beat up. Ended it good in the main. That's really all I got. Was there in like seventh, probably the first lap. Got into fifth, and then really was just trying to keep tabs on the leaders. And I lost a few seconds in the beginning, and I felt like I was like 2 seconds behind Eli the whole time, and I could not get to his rear wheel. Like I was just sitting there, and I kept it the same for like most of the race, 10-15 minutes, and I really just needed to change my line in the whoops. I was going down the go trail and I was getting pretty off balance. So I felt like I just needed to go to the left side probably and just do the jump line. But yeah, I was definitely struggling. There's a lot of people down in the whoops the whole main, and labbers were making it tricky too. So yeah, I really wish I could have just got in the battle. I was just right behind it. So pretty lonely fifth place, but I was definitely trying, and it was good to, you know, just see the leaders in front of me the whole time.
Okay, after that West Coast swing, you know, hard-packed track, Seattle was soft and all of that, but this is a completely different animal out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was gnarly today. This track is really deceiving, and it's slippery. It's not, the dirt's good, but at the same time, it's, like, not. So, yeah, whoops were definitely really tricky tonight. I didn't want anything to do with those. They were just tricky. They were the way they got edges in them and just tough. So jumping, I think, was the play for everyone tonight, mostly. So kind of knew that after practice. So it was a really demanding track. The lines were really deep and rutted, and like a lot of kickers in those lips. So just had to try to hit your marks, which I feel like I did. A few big mistakes, but other than that, I felt like I rode really good.
Thanks, Jacob.
Yep.